Gently close your eyes, place your feet flat on the floor, spine straight. Let's take in three deep, cleansing breaths together. Breathe in. And out. Breathe in. And out. Deeply in. Slowly out. Continue your rhythmic breathing. Let us acknowledge the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit, active in our lives, our affairs, our world, and our nation. And we decree our oneness with this power, as we each have been made in the image and likeness of God. We are all God's children, all heirs to God's kingdom. Now I ask that you relax a little bit further right where you are, spine straight. Just let the chair just totally support you and take another deep breath in. And exhale. Know that you are in the presence of Spirit. You are in holy ground and on holy ground. We are each a blessing to someone in our lives, and we are each blessed by God. We thank you, sweet Spirit, for this time in communion with you. We are in the beginning preparations of Advent, and our focus today is faith. And we will take this lesson home with us and quicken it in our lives. And be the best that we were created to be. We ask and give thanks for that guidance from you. And we know that whatever we do, you are with us every step of the way. So let us go on that journey to the secret place of the Most High, where faith, peace, love, and joy reside deep in our consciousness. And let us be open to all possibilities for us in our lives. And let us know that all that comes to us is for our good. So we make our way to that secret place. And before we can enter into that room, we must empty ourselves of emotional and mental baggage. And perhaps still that physical baggage that we're dragging around. Let's give ourselves a moment to let it go. We let it all go and prepare for an infilling of wondrous blessings. So we go through the door, we take a seat, we breathe, breathe in God, breathe out God. And we feel the light and that life of Christ surround us, overflowing out into our world. Blessing our world. We are grateful for this moment. It is peaceful. It It is faith-filled, it is joyful and loving. Let's use this sacred time to pray and receive answers to our prayers and to be still. We thank you, gracious Spirit, that you've heard our prayers and answered them as you always do. We see our week ahead filled with positivity, with graciousness, with love and peace. And we will live from faith this day. So we say thank you again in the name and nature of our elder brother and way-shower, Jesus the Christ. And so it is. Amen.